Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Chagigo Daf Chof Hei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, starring Halacha Daled in the bottom of Daf Chof Daled Amud Beis. So, the Mishnah. Choymer B'Truma. Until now, we spoke about what Kodesh is more chomer than Truma. Now we're changing around and saying what Truma is more chomer than Kodesh. So, where we're machmir more in Truma? Shebi Yehuda Nehemonim Al Taras Yain V'Shemen Kol Yemois Hashana. In Yehuda, the area of Yehuda, we're going to see in the Gemara, why specifically the area of Yehuda. But in the area of Yehuda, if Al-Maharitz comes and says that wine and oil is tar, we trust him. Because they are careful with kachim, so if they speak about kodesh and they say that this wine and oil is tar for kachim, we trust them. Uvishas gisois v'abadim, during the time of gisois and badim, gisois is when you do wine, when it's a time to press the grapes and create wine. And the badim was when you press the olives to create oil. Afala truma. In that time, they're neman even on truma. Because then everybody's very careful to make their kalim b'tahara in order to be able to do truma. Ovru hagisoyz v'abadim. But now, past the time that you press the grapes and the olives. Hiviu l'chovit shel yayin shel truma lo'i kablanu mimenu. So he brings down a barrel of wine. You don't accept it from him. Because we don't trust him unless it's the time of gisoyz and badim. But he could keep it for the next gas, for the next time they press the wine, because then once again the Amoritz is trustworthy. If he said that within the truma he put in there a revis of Kodesh Neman, because he's Neman on the Kodesh, so he's Neman on the truma as well. When you have barrel that you put in there the wine and oil hamiduma. Usually hamiduma means truma mixed with chulin. But here it means it's tevel that was never, truma was never taken away from it. So they're careful to keep it with the aro in order to be able to make truma from it. They're neman doing the gisus of abadim, like we said regarding wine. And 70 days before, because you prepare the kalim 70 days before to put in then the oil and wine. So the more chayim b'truma shviyud neimonim habigoliloi, and the time of the Mishnah, Eretz Yisrael was divided to Yehuda in the south and Golil in the north. Says the Gemara, why are neimon only in Yehuda and not in Golil? Says the Gemara, similar to Shuv and Levi, Bishur Pedayo, Bishur Piskaya Shal Kusim of Sekes. There's areas where the Kusim live in between. That's considered to be Eretz Ahamim and Gozru Tuma Eretz Ahamim. So you may let any kodesh that went through these areas becomes tummy. So the Gemara Tanino and Shniolo Regev Bever Ayarden, and Meseches Menachos it says that the best oil comes from one place, and the second best place is this area Bever Ayarden, over the Jordan River. But Loikach Ein Piskash Kusim of Sekes, don't you see over there as well that the areas of Kusim in between there are Tomei? Omav Shami Tipoter BeMevi Gagarim VeKoyisum Sham. What he's talking about is not that he brought oil from Bever Ayarden; he brings olives from Bever Ayarden, and they're going to come and press it in Eretz Yisrael. Until then, it's not finished. It does not make kabel tumo. Ubi yudu neimonim al yayin avalo el kakanim, the neimon on the wine, not on the barrels. Meaning, during the year, the not neimon by kodesh on the barrels, only on the wine. Rasim Meshim Meshub Alevi ben Dorm Shomar migalil Yisya. If someone in the Dorm, in the south, meaning Yehuda, says, this came from Galil and therefore it's tame, neimon, we trust him to be machmir. Someone for God says this came from the door from Yehuda, and therefore it's star, ain't a name, we don't trust him. So as it is clarified in the Pnei Moshe, we talk about this Ben Gol is in Yehuda. He says this barrel is coming from here, that's why it's star. We don't trust him. Chazok he brought from his place. Meaning this sat there in the Mishnah that said, the Bishasagisois v'abadim, we trust people for Trumo. We talk about chulin shenasu al taras haKodesh that were done for Kodesh. They're done to be used together with Kodesh. So you trust them in those times. But regular truma not. He argues no. Any truma you name on b'shas hagisu habadim. Masizo pligal abriyisi. Mishnah argues abriyisi because it says sech la'amoyde lehem ad sheyidboilu. It's a Mishnah in Meseches Taharis. And it says there the badodim, which means the workers that are working Beis Sabbat, where they press the olives. So Rashi says over there, you have to watch them to make sure that they're not becoming tameh. So you see, you don't trust people even b'shas abadim, because chori now it's a time when they're pressing the olives. So b'shul, if you tell me that the neman only if nasol taras hakodesh, that mishas talking about not nasol taras hakodesh. But if you always trust them, so why you have to look at them? Why you have to watch them? We're talking about the time. It's not a time of pressing. It's like meima shalom b'shas agat. So b'shul, when you're talking about olives, you could say that sometimes they press it not in the time when it's a time of pressing. But by grapes, you never press the grapes unless it's the time to do the gisois, unless it's the time to press what to get to bring the wine. So how can you explain that mishnah shlo b'shas agas? I mean, it could be it's the time of the gisois, but it's before three people did it. And the agadara, the definition, meseches taharis, of what is considered to be the shas gizu abadim, so at least three people in this area started pressing their grapes. If you don't have three people, even though it's the time to press, it's not shas gizu. That's the case over there. It's not shas gizu. Therefore, you don't trust them. Continues the Quran says, Naguba tahara is b'shas gizu abadim. Taharis are touching these kalim that are meant for wine and oil. If it's a time of Gisus Abadim, Ataharis to Oiris, let's start, no issue. Over Gisus Abadim, Ataharis to Meiris. Meaning, if they touch them after the Gisus, they become Tame. Says the Gemara of Yeshklicheres, Mishumitar, Choizu Mitame. This Kaili was, anything that touched it was Tor. Suddenly, after the Gisus, this Kaili starts Mitame things? Says the Gemara of Chofer Amud Beis, Peleis Kol Ilin Milayoken. That's the whole din of the Mishnah. They only trust doing the Gisus V'Abadim. Once it passes, there's a din of Tumah. That's the whole definition of Chazal said. There's a Gzeir for a certain time. Hello. Moses says, maybe we can say it differently, the statement in the question. Kine no gubo taris koidim l'gisus V'Abadim. If things touched it before the Gisus V'Abadim, so the din is we're going to use the Gisus V'Abchaim. Hataris t'meyus. Because before the Gisus V'Abadim. Then comes the Gisus V'Abadim and touches it because it's tar. The same kli which was causing tumor a week ago now causes taro. Worse is the same answer. Yeah, but that's how the Mishnah is. We are going to the Gzeiro for a certain time. Does it which applies only to a certain time? Elikini, maybe the question is like this. No gubu taharis b'shoshu mole. You have taharis touching it when it's full. Hataharis toiris. I mean, referring to the whole year. We talk about Kodesh. If this kli is full of Kodesh, so now you trust everybody for Kodesh. So it comes taharo, meaning trumo, and touches from the outside is tar. Pino, you took the Kodesh away. Now taharis tmeis. V'yesh kli cheres mishu mitai chorzu mitame. You have the same kli. When it's full, it's mitai. When it's empty, it's mitame. Phileas calling me like and says, well, yes, that's part of the definition of the Xer of Rabbana. Hey, Lakini, maybe Bumbu is another way to ask the question. Look with Taris Bashar Shureka, and if the Truma touches when it's empty, Taris Tmeus during the year. Milo, he filled it with Koidish, Ataris Toyrois. Pishki Kheres Mishu Mitami Khuz Mitar, the same Kli. Once it's full, it becomes tar. Well, again, that is the statement of this Mishnah. The things change based on the period, or based on what is we being used for, and it can be changed in a moment from Tahara to Tumah. Now the Rabbi Yochanan is going to bring a list of Mishnayos, and all these Mishnayos will have the same theme. What is it? Koishes, Vikiruyo, Umovoi, that's three Mishnayos, Vigar V'Amoritz, another two. We always go in these Mishnayos l'chumra. What are we talking about? So the Gemara is going to explain. Koishes, what is koishes? Kai de tani and tamon, we learn over there, ha-koishes ve-ha-chomas ve-roshe b'somim. These are all a list of spices of psomim, and continue on, ha-tayo ve-achiltis ve-apilpilim ve-chalois chariyo nil-kochim ve-kesem ma'iser. You can use kesem ma'iser to buy these things. It's considered to be food for ma'iser. But they don't get tumas oichlim because it's not full food to get tumas oichlim. If it's considered to be food for maaser, shishkas tumo. And if you tell me that's cost tumas oichlim, it's not really food, so how can you buy with kesem maaser? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said a statement. He says, "Mimanoshach, it's either this or that. What is he old?" So Rabbi Yochanan Omar Churmim, it's the old Churmo. Metam Tumas Oichlim, now the Kochim Mekesem Meiser. Meaning we go in the Churmo in both. There are Metam Tumas Oichlim, and you cannot take the Kesem Meiser. Kiruyo, Kaidi Tanin Tamon. What's Kiruyo? Kiruyo is a dry pumpkin or a dry gourd. So kirushit bilu b'mayim, you put it into the water. Shem ruim lekadish, I mean the water is roi lekadish, it's pure water, tar water that can be used for mechatos. Mekadshim bo ad shetitami. You're allowed to use it for kiddush mechatos until it becomes tummy. And I'm not choishish that maybe there's water swallowed in this pumpkin that will come out when you put mechatos. Nitmo ain't mekadshim bo. Once it became tummy, you can use it for to be mekadish even once you did it tara. Because you choishish maybe there's water swallowed into it, and once you put mechatos in it, the mayim tmeim will come out. If you could be mekadesh in the beginning, meaning when it had me my entireim, have basoif. Because you can never use water that was swallowed in a kli for mechatas. It has to be mayim chayim. So if you hold that you're choishish for water that's swallowed in the kli, it doesn't matter if the mayim entireim or tmeim, it's a problem. If you hold you don't choishish for the water swallowed in the kli, so in both it's not a problem. So what lemaise benkach ubenkach l'hesoy b'toichom ha'im kudoshim. He holds that you can never use for ha'im kudoshim if you got it wet before. That's what Yechon says. Yechon ma churmim in mekadshim bo li b'tchilah v'al b'soif. So again, we had Yechon Mon of Shach. So Yechon we're going yilu chumra. Mavoi, what's the Mishnah? Mavoi kaiditin tamon, as we said there. V'chen mavoi shenit le kurosoy o lechoyov. A mavoi on Shabbos because mutter either with a crossbeam or a pole. If it was taken away during Shabbos, so the din is, it says over there, Mutorim Bois of Shabbos, you're allowed to use it, continue using that Shabbos. For also, Matid Lov Adiv Rabbiuda. Because it started Beheter, you continue using it that Shabbos, but not next Shabbos. Peace to Aimer, Miwanoshach. If Mutorim Lois of Shabbos means it's not a problem, Mutorim Lois of Lov, you should be Mutor going forward. If you must soon lost it, Lov, or yes, soon lost it, Shabbos. If it's also for the future, it should be also that Shabbos as well. So what does he hold? It's always Osir. What's the case of Ger? The tiny Ger Shnis Gair. For you, he had wine when he was a goy. From a borili shel nistasach mehem. He says, I know this wine. There was no nisuch yain done with this forever desor. If it was done alone, he's the only one who touched it. Toyim loy v'tayim lachem. He could trust himself and say this is doesn't have any problem of yain esach. But no other people can't trust him because they can't believe what he says based on when he was a goy. Continues the Gemara Chovah Amud Aleph. Al Gavachirim. If other people used it, Tmeim Bein Loi Bein Lachirim. He can't trust nobody because maybe somebody did Nisachayin with it. Kivoyim Toyim Loi Yutoyim Lachirim. In Tmeim Lachirim Yutoyim Loi. How can he tell me he trusts for himself but not for others? If he's not trustworthy for others, also for himself he's not trustworthy because he's a Kadosh Shnei Lad. He's not considered to be. He can't trust himself when he was a guy. And if you do trust, you should trust for others as well. So what does the old Lamai say? Meaning your B'kiva is coming to be Machmir. The last Mishnah is Negeah to our Sogya. The Tanya Maritz, and Yisman Elias Chavir. Maritz that became a Chavir, meaning he starts to keep Tahara like a Tamechochim. Fayulu Taharis, he has Taharis. But really, Shinasu Taharis says, these Taharis, when I was a Maritz, I know that I didn't do anything wrong with it. He didn't do any Tumu. If he did it on his own, nobody else helped him. So it's star for him and tummy for others. Nobody else could trust him. If other people touched it, so it's tummy for everybody. If it's star for him, it should be star for others. Because if you trust him, everybody should trust him. If you don't trust him, he can't trust himself as well. What Rabbi Kiva is going to say is a chumra, tmeis, bein loy, bein lachem, that's tome for everybody. So these are the five mishnayas that we go to chumra. And just to conclude the sugya, Omar Yanai, Haruvin, Hayu Oimrim, the youngsters, or the children of Rabbi Kiva, so they said, Petruma Shinas al Gav HaKodesh. We only trust in the time of Gisu V'Abadim, only Truma that was done with the intention to use it for Kodesh, meaning with the Tahara of Kodesh. We don't trust it for regular Truma. I say, even if it was done on its own, I say the Rabbi Yosi Kerav Yanai, Rabbi Yosi Le'el in Chafei Avon Aleph holds a Kerav Yanai, and the Rabbi Yirmiyah Keruvim, Rabbi Yirmiyah that said only was Shinas al Taharas HaKodesh, he holds like the Ruvim, Keruvim, like the youngsters. With this, we conclude Yoshami Chagigo Dav Chofei.